Moving on from the fires now, Australians gamble an estimated $400 million a year on illegal offshore betting websites. Now the federal government is moving to block access to the sites. Its motive? To claw back $100 million in unpaid taxes. Rhett Burney has our story.
Australians love a bet, and according to the government, they quite often come out the loser, even when they've won on illegal offshore gambling sites.
There's quite a regular stream of complaints from Australians who have placed bets on these sites, and when they've won, they find it very difficult to collect their money. So these sites will take real money, but they won't pay out.
That's Cyber Safety Minister Paul Fletcher. He says the game is up for the sites.
There are quite a number that are in operation. Over 1,000, in fact, are estimated to be in operation.
From today, the Australian Communication and Media Authority, or ACMA, will issue internet service providers with legal notices telling them to block access to illegal offshore gambling sites identified by the government.
It will be moving quickly to block at least one website in the short term. And it will be actively exercising its powers in response to complaints.
It's also about protecting tax revenue. About $100 million in tax is estimated to be lost to the illegal sites annually. It's taken years for the government's website blocking scheme to come into play. It was announced in response to the 2015 O'Farrell Review into Illegal Offshore Wagering. And cybersecurity and safety expert Troy Hunt says while blocking access to the websites will be easy for the government to do, stopping Australians from logging onto them won't.
It's also something that's easy to circumvent as an individual just by using a VPN.
So can you explain to me what a VPN is?
So a VPN is a virtual private network. It creates an encrypted connection between your machine, whether that be your PC or your phone or whatever device it is you're using, and a VPN provider. And there's a lot of VPN providers out there that cost a few bucks a month, and they have what we'd refer to as exit nodes in different countries. So, for example, if you wanted to use an online gambling service, let's say it's in the Philippines, and you can find a VPN provider with an exit node in the Philippines, you can create an encrypted connection between your device and a point in the Philippines.
Troy Hunt says it effectively tricks the system and bypasses any blocks put in place in Australia.
Now, anything sitting in the middle, whether that be the government or your ISP or even the hotel Wi-Fi, can't see where you're going.
Despite that, Troy Hunt says not all Australians will be rushing to get a VPN, especially given the number of complaints lodged against offshore sites not paying up.
Look, it won't stamp it out in any absolute sense. It will reduce it.
Troy Hunt is a cybersecurity and safety expert. Rhett Burney with that story.